Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
The kind of person that we are behind closed doors is the kind of person that we are at our core. The kind of person that we are when we are alone and no one is watching is the kind of person that we are deep down inside. The disciples, after Jesus had been raised from the dead, and they did not know what to make of it, despite our Lord's at least three predictions, have locked themselves away in the upper room for fear of the Jews. It is, on the one hand, an understandable fear. They had just seen everything that Jesus had predicted, that he would be handed over into the hands of sinful men, that he would be mocked, shamefully treated, spit upon, tortured, and then crucified. That is what is right in front of their eyes. And they forgot the rest. And on the third day, he shall rise again. They are focused on just right what happened. The things that are right in front of their eyes. And they forgot the word and promises of the Lord. And so they are afraid. That is who they are at the core. Despite Peter's great bravado, the other disciples' great bravado during those 3 years of our Lord's ministry, where James and John, the sons of thunder, want to call down that thunder from heaven to destroy these people who are rejecting Jesus. Now, Peter and James and John, those three, behind closed doors, reveal really who they are. They are afraid. They lack faith. The same with Thomas. Thomas, when our Lord fed the 4,000 after having fed the 5,000. Jesus says, "You feed them." And he says, in essence, "Thomas, how could we do it? Only you can, Lord." This great confession of faith now, unless I see the marks, unless I thrust my hand into his side, I will never believe. Thomas is not gathered with them on that Easter morning. He is alone. And that is who he is when he is by himself. He doubts. He second guesses. Despite all the time that they had spent with our Lord, despite all the miracles that they had seen, despite hearing all of the teaching that our Lord had given, behind closed doors, when they are by themselves, their true nature comes out, that of fear and unbelief. Now, our world would say, let that true nature come out. You be you. Our world and the prince of this world, the devil, he would say, let your true colors shine. Our Lord warns us, after all, that we should not be whitewashed tombs like the Pharisees, where when we are in public, we give one veneer or one impression, but when we are in private, behind all of the whitewashed stones, we are just dead bones. Of course, our Lord was not telling us to bring that which is inside out. He does not want our sinful nature to be put on display. He wants it to remain dead. But that a new man should arise to live before God in righteousness and purity forever. And so in the midst of the disciples' despair, fear, unbelief, Jesus enters. Peace be with you. That is to say, I am raised from the dead. You can see my hands and my side. I have accomplished what I have set out to accomplish. Maybe that is not what you expected. Maybe that is not what you heard. But I have done it. It is finished. Your sins are forgiven. They have been buried in the grave. And I am alive. Do not be afraid. Do not be faithless. But believe. Because of my resurrection, you have peace. Peace with God and with one another. In the forgiveness of sins, which I have won, he says, upon the cross. He shows them his hands and his side, the proof that he has accomplished what he set out to accomplish. And then he sends them. He sends them so that others may know that who they are when they are locked away, who they are when they are behind closed doors, who they are when they are by themselves, it does not have to be. But rather that a new person can be made. For when our Lord said, "Peace be with you," and he breathed on them, he gave them the Spirit, he made them alive once again. Perhaps you could have heard the bones rattling, like in the valley of the dry bones. Behold, there was a rattling, and then sinews came upon them, and flesh came upon them, and skin. And then the Spirit of God was breathed into their nostrils once again to make them alive, to make them new. They are a new creation in Christ Jesus to do the works that he has prepared beforehand. The same goes for us. We are who we are at our core, behind closed doors, and when we are by ourselves. Perhaps it is not fear, though perhaps it is. Perhaps it is not faithlessness, though perhaps it is. Perhaps it is anger. Perhaps you do not shine your face upon your children or upon your loved ones because of something that has gone wrong at work or in the world, and that your face only shines upon whichever screen has to be in front of you. And you are annoyed that they would bother you. Perhaps it is not anger, perhaps it is lust. Perhaps it is not wanting to do what God has called you to do, that you want to be on your own, by yourself, not bothered. When God has called you to be with and among certain people, whether it is your family or your neighbors or your church, whatever it is, who you are behind closed doors, who you are when you are by yourself, Jesus still comes into the midst and says, "Peace be with you." And he shows you his hands and his side. That you have been forgiven because of his hands and his side. That he has breathed into you this Holy Spirit to make you alive once again. That whatever you have done, committed, or failed to do, omitted, peace be with you. And he shows you his hands and his side. And so he makes you anew. He makes you not only a new creature, but more than that, a member of his own household, a son, and if a son, then an heir, brothers and sisters of our Lord Jesus and of one another. He makes you new. He raises you from the dead. So perhaps the creaking and cracking of your joints in the morning is not that you are getting old, but that you are being made new. The bones are rattling. Sinews are coming upon you. Flesh, skin, breath into your nostrils. You are alive in Christ Jesus. So that we may confess in our life and conversation that Jesus Christ is Lord and God. That is, that everything that we would do, we would not see whether it is in public or in private, behind closed doors or on our own, but that everything that we do is before God. And that what we seek to do then is not to please this person or that person, but to please him. That we would work, that we would raise our children, that we would do everything in the sight of God, so that those things may rise before him as a praise and glory of who he is and what he has done. That he has come into our midst and said, "Peace be with you. See my hands and my side." That all of our life and all of our conversation would declare these things, the excellencies of him who has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. We have something to look forward to, not just when our Lord comes back, but each and every day, because we are baptized. We have that Spirit given to us, breathed into our nostrils through water and the Word, where he has made us a new creation, and which we daily remember, are reminded of his goodness and faithfulness when we make the sign of the cross and say, "In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit," the very name which he has put upon you in baptism. So do not lock yourselves away or put yourselves alone. Let the real you that God has made anew in Christ Jesus flower and grow for all men to see, for all mankind to see, as a sweet savor to the Lord, as you give thanks for him who died and is risen again. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus into life everlasting.